Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome. No matter how you're arriving here today, know that I'm so glad that you're here. We are nearing the end of season 6, our theme of Tell Your Story, but we're not done yet. We've got 3 more episodes. And in today's episode, we're doing a scripture meditation all about another one of Jesus's parables. Now, if you'll remember from previous episodes, a parable was a story that Jesus told that explained his kingdom. And the theme in today's episode is that of a shepherd. So go ahead and just picture a shepherd. What does a shepherd do? I don't know too many of us today that have a lot of sheep, but if you do, maybe you'll be better at this particular analogy. And before we jump into our main passage, which is going to be in John, I wanted to start by doing a centering practice, as we usually do, but today we're actually going to be doing it by using imagery in a psalm. So I'm going to begin by reading Psalm 23 to you, which is also a story about a shepherd and some sheep. As you listen, just let it soak it in. Take some deep breaths if you want to. Close your eyes if that helps you to imagine better. And picture whatever comes to your mind as you hear this passage. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As you listen to that passage, what came into your mind? What imagery, what pictures, what thoughts? In that passage, what is the role of a shepherd? What did he do? He prepared, he restored, he guided, makes him lie down in green pastures, he gives him the things that he needs, he protects him, he comforts him. If this passage was familiar to you, did you notice anything new that hasn't stood out to you in the past? You know, in that analogy that David writes, we are the sheep. And in the analogy that Jesus writes later, we also are the sheep. So as we're reading the passage in John today, I want you to be thinking about what is Jesus teaching us about the Good Shepherd? And what is he teaching us about ourselves as the sheep? So if you'd like to follow along, you can find John 10. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 18. I'm going to be reading in the New Living Translation, but feel free to read in any translation that you'd like. And if you don't want to read along, just listen. And again, notice, what do you hear about the shepherd? And what do you learn about the sheep in this story that Jesus is telling? I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he's gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and he doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. Okay, you guys, what did you notice about the shepherd? What stood out to you about him? What if he had said, I am the shepherd, instead of I am the good shepherd? Or what if he said, I am a good shepherd, instead of I am the good shepherd? What might that change about this passage? What makes a good shepherd? He cares about his sheep. He's not just in it for the money. He's not just in it for the paycheck. He's not going to run and hide when a wolf pack shows up. He's willing to put himself in harm's way to keep them safe. And what did you notice about the sheep in this passage? You know, that's us, after all. How do the sheep recognize the Good Shepherd? They know his voice. They know his voice. So if you've ever had a pet, you know that they know your voice. They know when you're calling them from the other room. And if they don't come, you know they're just ignoring you. They know your voice, right? And the sheep know the shepherd's voice. They know the difference between an imposter and their shepherd that they want to follow. They trust the shepherd. They know he means them good. Let me ask you this. What does knowing the Lord's voice look like in your everyday life? Can you trust that he is good and that he's leading you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake? That he's leading you away from the wolf packs and into good pastures? What other things stood out to you as you listened to this passage? Well, I'm going to read it one more time because you know that's what we do. We don't just read it one time. We read it more than one time. And now as you listen back through, see if anything stands out to you that didn't stand out to you the first time. Or if there's anything that piqued your interest the first time that makes more sense to you on a second read through. I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he's gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in the sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded." Okay, friends, what did you notice this time about the Good Shepherd and his sheep? What is his heart for his sheep? Is he diligent? Is he vigilant? Do the sheep have anything to fear when he's around? If Jesus was teaching this illustration as a picture of his kingdom and who he is, what can we take away from this passage about knowing who is our Good Shepherd and how he cares for us? And how might that change the way we see our circumstances, the way we see our lives, the way we listen for his voice? There's plenty to glean out of this chapter for sure. So if you'd like to read more, I encourage you to go back and read it again on your own time. Pay really close attention to what the Lord is speaking to you about it. Meditate, roll it over, talk about it with a trusted friend or mentor or spiritual director or pastor, and pray. As we take time to reflect and meditate on God's word, it never comes back void. He always does good things with what he plants inside of us. And on that note, I want to leave you with a benediction. A little different than the normal one. To go with our theme today, I'm going to leave you with the end of Psalm 23. May he lead you beside quiet waters. May he restore your soul. May he guide you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And may goodness and loving kindness follow us all the days of our lives. And may we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm Janie Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.